You're listening to Make Every Death Count. Brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Listen closely, horror fans, and get ready for one hell of a show. But make sure you hang on tight, because this is going to be a very spooky and bumpy ride. I hope you survive. Now, to all my favorite ghouls, goblins, and ghosts, here are your hosts, Nick and Riley.
What's happening, lovers? What's going on? We gonna get tropical. We gonna get tropical. Welcome back to another episode of Make Every Death Count, brought to you by the Slash Cat Podcast Network. My name is Riley.
My name is Nick.
And today, we're together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always nice when we're together. You know why? Because there's no delay.
Correct.
You know, like, I think it was actually Slash Cast was worse. When we were recording Slash and Cast, there was a noticeable delay between you and I.
Yeah.
And it just makes things frustrating, and we don't get to sound as juicy as we normally would. And guaranteed good audio here. Nobody just jinxed that, and our audio recorder just breaks, and everything goes downhill. But we're hoping for the best here. Before we dive in, this episode is sponsored by Amazon Music. If you're still out there listening to music with ads, you're stupid. You know what I hate, man? I go to football practice all the time, and there's always that one guy that has to be the one using the Bluetooth speaker at football practice, and he's always using Pandora. So all the time you get, oh, here's this commercial for something stupid that I would never buy. And it goes on for like 90 seconds. And of course, that's the time when I'm not actually playing football and I'm actually want to hear music. Don't be that guy at football practice, okay? That's my point. Amazon Music Unlimited, it's a premium music subscription service featuring 70 million songs and thousands of expert program playlists and stations. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song, anytime, anywhere on all of your devices, smartphone, tablet, PC, Mac, Fire TV, and Alexa-enabled devices like your Amazon Echoes that we all have, let's be honest. You'll never hear or see an ad. Don't be that guy at football practice. I don't know how to make it more clear. And of course, you can download songs or playlists for offline listening as well, so you don't have to be using your data all the time on your phone. Amazon Music Unlimited gets to know you, personalizing your recommendations based on your listening habits from a catalog of 70 million songs. Whether you're after the perfect dinner party playlist or an all-weekend listening session with the entire Beatles catalog, the latest hits from Bruno Mars, or recommendations for new indie music to discover, Amazon Music Unlimited has it all, and we got you 90 days for 100% free at getamazonmusic.com/slash/incast. That is Amazon, or getamazonmusic.com/slash/incast. Link in the bio, so if you're listening, 90 days free, folks. And if you don't like it after that, you're that guy at football practice, I guess. That's my analogy. All right, let's go ahead. Let's dive in. Today we're going to be talking about something, I don't know, close to our hearts at this particular time. Last week we left off talking about asymmetrical multiplayer horror and what works, what doesn't work. There's a lot that works. There's a lot that doesn't work. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre is really relevant right now because there's a new movie coming out this year, and it's probably in the top one or two, three games that we think Gun Media is making. It depends. We'll talk about it in a second. We did a whole episode on that 2 episodes ago, although that was back in 2020. It's been a while. You know, there's a big gap between those episodes. I'm just saying we talked about that. We know Evil Dead, the game's coming out, and Gun Media is not making that game. We know Kane Hodder is working on another franchise horror game, and we assume it's with Gun Media, so that's where we're coming from there. And if you look at Gun's, I don't know, repertoire, you'd say they probably have 3 games they can really work with here. It's probably Halloween, Hatchet, or TCM, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Texas Chainsaw Massacre probably makes the most sense, and this video will kind of address why, just because of all the things we're going to be able to talk about. I think, you know, Halloween doesn't make sense because of the Kane Hodder thing. If Kane Hodder is indeed mo-capping for a killer, it ain't going to be Michael. Why would it be? If
right.
Gun Media is so, I don't know, they have to be accurate on everything. And the example I always use for that is, you would remember, Nick, but a lot of people wouldn't, like when they first started making F-13, they were making the designs and the models, they took in the hero mask and they like 3D scanned the actual hero mask from the movies to put into the game.
Unnecessary? Yes. But awesome?
Yeah.
Detailed? Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, you want to know why the Part 7 hockey mask looks so good? That's why. Because, yeah, they straight up scanned the actual mask from the movie. So you can't get more accurate than that. And I, you know, they would do the same thing with TCM. They, or Halloween. If they're making Halloween, they wouldn't want, like, oh, Kane's great, and Kane has a draw, and they're friends with Kane. We all know that. And Kane wants to play Michael. I keep hearing all these things that, like, it makes sense. It doesn't, because James G. Courtney's alive, man. Nick Castle's alive. These people are right in front of you that can jump in and play Michael and would play Michael in a mocap session. James G. Courtney would love that.
Yeah.
So why not just use him? And Gunn would use him. I guarantee it. And hopefully, if there is someone making a Halloween game, they are using him, because that's the accuracy you need to have to make a Halloween game work. The second you put Kane Hodder into a Michael suit, I promise you I'll know it's him.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be playing the game and you'd notice it right away.
I mean, he'd look like Jason does in Friday the 13th, the game.
Yeah, and you can tell that's Kane. Like, yep. The second you see him, even just the jog, which we never see Kane jog, I can tell that's Kane.
Yep.
It's just so obvious. So, I don't know. It just doesn't work. He's never played the character before, and he's just, I don't think he'd, it's not that he would be bad. I think he could do Michael, but really the first time he'd ever do it would be inside of a mocap studio where people probably wouldn't recognize his movements at all. It'd just be weird.
Right, yeah. Michael's a little more slender.
Yeah.
Than Kane Hodder is.
A little more fluid.
Yes.
Yeah, Kane's a little stiff. That's why he does the whole head turn and then the body moves with it. He's just stiff. It's one thing moves at a time. Michael is just one fluid motion. And again, not that Kane couldn't do it. He could do whatever he wants. It's just, yeah, I don't know.
If you're going for that accuracy as close to, you know, a film feel as possible, you're going to want someone that probably played Michael before to appeal to the fans. And yeah, someone with a similar body build.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know, doesn't make sense to me. I also think a Halloween game would be really, really, really hard to do. We could talk about that in another episode, at least for what Gunn does. Like, Gunn specializes, and you can go read their website, and Wes has said it 100 times, this is what it says. Gunn specializes in multiplayer horror games. Halloween would be really hard to do multiplayer. It's possible, and maybe somebody's doing it, but it'd be hard. And I really think if you don't have a single-player side like that releases right alongside a multiplayer Halloween, I think it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I think it would struggle. You need something. I would focus on like a campaign with Halloween.
100%, yeah. And, oh, by the way, a little sidetrack, guninteractive.com.
Yeah, it's new and fancy.
New domain, new website.
Yeah, so They're pumping up for something. Gunn's got me so excited, and they're not even doing anything.
Right. There is a typo on the website in one of the bios.
Oh, my God.
I think it might have been Matt. I think there was a typo or no punctuation.
And do you think they wrote their own bios?
Yes.
So we should yell at Matt.
Yes.
I can't believe it. yeah. Okay, so then if you count out Halloween, and you're going to count on Nightmare on Elm Street 2 because of Kane, that's not going to happen. That'd be stupid. You basically come down to Hatchet and you come down to TCM. Both characters, obviously Kane has played before Hatchet. I mean, Victor Crowley is Kane. No ifs, buts about that. But Hatchet, for several reasons, I don't think would be a very good game. And then TCM, he played Leatherface in TCM 3, and he was awesome. He's pretty much Leatherface the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
He gets less credit than he deserves because it's a lot of Kane. It's a lot of Kane. Yeah, he's played the character before. And out of all the living Leatherfaces, definitely the most popular one because he's Kane Hodder. So it makes sense, TCM game. The reason I don't think it's Hatchet is just because what are you going to do with the Hatchet game?
It's not a big enough
multiplayer game, specifically.
It's not a big enough draw, and I think it would have a similar fate to...
What do you say, last year, or you say Predator?
Predator.
Okay, I was thinking Predator, too, because, yeah, it's like, I think it has a big enough draw to initially sell, which Predator did as well, but when you are stuck in a spot where you don't know what content to put in, you get bored fast. Predator has no excuses, really. They could put in a lot of shit. We had a whole podcast that talked about, like, time travel and, you know, taking advantage of Antarctica and the city map, and so they're just bad, but
right.
What do you do with Hatchet, man? You have the swamp.
And then you have another map, swamp with a plane.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And you could eventually take him out of the swamp. I think that's what they want to do with the next Hatchet film, with Hatchet 5, but it's just, there's not enough. You really have no skins for Victor Crowley, because although he does look different every movie, he looks better cosmetically, you know? It's still the same Victor Crowley. It'd be really hard to capture that inside of a video game.
Right. And I mean, if you really wanted to reach, okay, yeah, put in his dad, Victor Crowley's dad.
Yeah.
Which is just Kane.
It just looks like regular Kane.
Which, I mean, okay. Like, I mean, you're sort of adding to the lore because he wasn't a monster.
Yeah.
So, like,
There's not much you could do.
Exactly. Maps. I mean, yeah, you can have characters from the film. But again, if that's all you're banking on, that's not going to keep
people
playing.
Predator Hunting Grounds is another good example of how that's not going to work. Marshawn Lynch isn't going to keep you playing, okay?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch isn't going to keep you playing. But then you look at TCM. You go to that side of things, and DLC-wise and the amount of things you could add, there is so much stuff. You have three Leatherface skins in just the first movie alone. I mean, you got regular killer Leatherface, you got pretty lady Leatherface, and old lady Leatherface all in one movie. Then you got all the, you got TCM 2 and 3, and you got the Next Generation and the remake and the remake prequel and 2016 and Texas Chainsaw 3D. Like, if they have all of those, you got content for ages.
And the new Leatherface that movie's supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know if it will.
The fact that we don't have a trailer yet is just...
Right. And then you could even have some of the Sawyers.
Yeah, the Sawyers and the Hewitts.
Yeah.
There's so much you could do. And we'll talk about how you could use the Sawyers and the Hewitts as we go on in this episode. But yeah, there's just so much you could do. And then the amount of survivors there are as well. You have the entire gang from the first movie you could use, I would say. You can use the detective from 2. You can use... I'm zoning out names. Let's look them up here before we go on to all that, because I have whole points for all these characters. You have all the characters from 3. The whole... Even just like... You know, we get Jessica Alba in here. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, but you could do that.
The character.
Yeah.
There's no likeness. Probably.
Maybe she's cool with it. She was already kind of popular by then, right? In 2003?
A little bit.
I don't know. It'd be cool to have. But there's, you just go on for ages how many characters there are. Then the big one with TCM is maps. Because you can have the carnival from 3D. You can have the carnival mine-looking thing from 2. You could have just the regular Sawyer house. You could have a meat factory. The Hewitt house. There's just so much stuff you could do.
You could go downtown even.
The gas station.
Gas station, have a little corn maze on that map since there isn't much supposed to be around. Yeah.
Like, unlimited options over there. And then we put Leatherface in space, and we get the Grendel we've been looking for all along.
Yep. And then Leprechaun shows up as well.
Yeah. And Pinhead.
Yep.
Yeah, just all these people that have gone to space.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. It's not too late for that. Mm-hmm. So, before we go into the multiplayer side of things and just assume that guns make in the game, let's talk about how a single-player Texas Chainsaw Massacre game would do. And I think there's a handful of options for what you could do. You could kind of go the single-player challenge route and play as Leatherface. And I think part of that would be fun to a degree. I think where you'd struggle with that is just replayability. And how long do you make it? I don't think it'd be a very immersive story.
Right, you'd just be playing short little bursts of scenes from the movie as Leatherface, except you win in the end, I guess.
Yeah, you could make it more a larger scale than single player challenge to do it Hitman style and try to bring in a story, but I don't know how you do it. The thing that's nice about Leatherface though is because he's basically just answering to whatever his family tells him to do, whether that's the Sawyer or the Hewitts. It's just like, hey, go get him, Bubba. And then you kind of just, you can go get him.
Go get him, cuz.
Go get him, cuz. Yeah, you can just kind of run with that. I don't know. But I'm just saying you have some options to a degree. You could go back and forth between playing as Leatherface and being a survivor if you wanted to. I find that takes away from the scary side of things. I think what I would want to do, if you're going to go single player, You two options, the Until Dawn route, which is basically play a movie. You have a butterfly effect movie type of experience, and you are being hunted by Leatherface. I can even just imagine, if we take the story of the remake, for example, and you're driving and you see the hitchhiker girl who looks like she needs help, you can make a choice to save her, not to save her, pick her up, not to pick her up. And that changes the whole story as we go. There's so many butterfly effect things that could happen in a Leatherface experience. So that in any horror game ever, any franchise ever, the Until Dawn approach would work.
Right. But, I mean, a lot of people want to play Leatherface in a single-player setting, which, I mean, you could go back and forth, like we've talked about before.
Do we want to play as Leatherface? Like, if you're playing a single-player horror game, are you playing to play as a killer? How many horror games out there, single-player horror games out there, do you play as a killer?
I think if it's Leatherface in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game, I think more fans are going to want to play as Leatherface the same way they want it.
But what about, like, Alien Isolation? Because that's my other game I was going to reference here.
True.
I think that would be the scariest fucking game if you were in an Alien Isolation AI experience with Leatherface AI and you had to run from him, bro. That would be so scary.
Yeah, go from place to place and he's just always there.
Yeah, it'd be terrifying. There's something like the idea, the concept of a TCM game to me is so scary. Like, I couldn't imagine running away from Leatherface. And not, dude, Dead by Daylight fucking ruins it. I hate to be that guy, but there's nothing scary about being chased by Bubba in Dead by Daylight. It just, it doesn't capture the suspense and the terror that other horror games would. Dead by Daylight's more, it's more cartoonish.
Yeah, I agree.
It's more competitive and cartoonish. And it just doesn't capture what is Leatherface, man.
Like, just imagine you're running from Leatherface, and okay, now you're slowing down. You look around, and you just hear him start to yell, getting louder and louder. Not just the chainsaw. You hear hitting. You hear doors just bursting open. You hear him yelling and moaning or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
can you imagine in the game, like, you know, the door, the elevator door sliding open, like that happening in a game, it would be so scary.
Like, especially right at the beginning, that's how you open. You walk into the house and you're looking around. All of a sudden, you just hear the door open.
Yeah, that's all it would take. And then you do a POV shot, turning around and seeing him.
Oh, my God.
And then you cut the game.
That would be so fucking scary.
It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. But yeah, in an Alien Isolation single player type of experience, I think it'd be pretty cool. And I think that'd be enough to get sales, and I don't think you complain about not being Leatherface. I don't know. To me, if it's single player, I don't think people really care if they're the killer or not. If it's multiplayer and you take away the option to be the killer, I think then it sucks. Aliens Fireteam is a good example of that, actually. Like, we're all cool with Alien Isolation 2. Everyone was open to an Alien Isolation sequel being very similar. But the second you introduce Aliens Fireteam, and you're like, oh, this is co-op multiplayer and not PvP. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So I think people just, I don't know. It's weird how it works that way. But if it's single player, it's like, oh, okay, I'll be chased by the killer.
I mean, because you can just make it so immersive and so scary being chased by Leatherface.
You especially remake Leatherface. That dude scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
He's fast.
Yeah.
He's real fast. You watch Leatherface when he's chasing Jessica Alba. Or Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Alba.
Biel.
Alba.
Biel.
Aniston.
Yeah.
I said Alba earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer Biel. Jesus! Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel. I don't know why I always get out her. I do that all the time. It's because they're both four letters.
Alba Biel.
Alba Biel. that's
A-B.
Alba Biel. Alba Biel. I think that might be. I'm going to name my kids Alba Biel.
Alba Biel. Baba Booey.
Okay, Jessica Biel. We could get her involved. So, what was my fucking point? You're chasing. Watch that scene when he's chasing her. Man, he's fast.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
Oh, I mean, if you look at the dude that actually plays Leatherface, he's not fat. He's jacked.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a fat suit. So, my boy can actually move.
Yeah.
Then otherwise for single player, I would say VR, you could experiment with that. I think being exclusively VR is a mistake for 80% of the franchises that you can make games for. I'd say most of them, it's a mistake if you go exclusively VR. If you want to incorporate VR, which Gun Media wanted to do with F13, where the single player challenges were VR and everything else was just normal, then I'd be cool with that. But TCM, you could go a little VR as Leatherface. I don't know. Could you imagine being tortured by Leatherface in VR? He takes you, he picks you up and throws you on the hook in VR.
Oh, God.
Then you just get to watch him cut you up. Or you get to witness him cutting up like your friends while you're stuck on a hook.
Yeah, and then you get off. And
yeah, and then you break off the hook and you get into a chase. Oh, dude, that'd be sick. Yeah. Just have like a short game experience in VR.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Couple bucks. Cost a couple bucks. And
yeah, write that down. Is Predator VR still happening?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember that being a thing. I think you play as Predator in that as well. Predator VR. We'll look it up and we'll let you know.
Predator VR.
Alba Beal. After that, we'll move on to multiplayer. But yeah, I think a VR experience would be pretty cool. And playing as Leatherface in VR, I think it'd be neat to look down, seeing yourself holding the chainsaw and a hammer, going smackarooskies on people would be pretty neat. What's the word? How's it look?
Predator VR. Looks like available for Steam commercial licensing only.
What does that even mean?
I don't. It says click here for more info. Requires the HTC Vive virtual reality headset only.
Only Vive?
Yeah.
Why only Vive? That's stupid.
I click on it, and it's only for Steam PC cafes. What?
So you can only play it at one of those fancy VR places?
Yes.
That's some weak sauce.
That's odd. There,
you ever been to one of those?
No.
I haven't either.
It has one review. 10 out of 10 would play again. 1.4 hours.
That sounds like a dev review.
Get product received for free.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not a... Can't trust that one. All right. Let's move on then. So that's single player. VR, always neat if you can do it right. But let's talk about multiplayer. Now we can start incorporating the gun side of things. If we're thinking like Gun Media, what would they do? First of all, if you're doing multiplayer, it's not going to be co-op. It'd be PvP. Somebody would play as Leatherface versus a group of teens. You'd probably start the game like we already said, where you're a group of teens and you go into the house, you ask for help, you're asking for directions or whatever. Boom, Leatherface comes out the elevator door and we get going. Yeah. It's showtime.
Yeah, what? Real 3?
Yeah. I think that's how he was.
Wes described as real 3 or 4.
Whatever. Just have it be Act 3. Don't overthink it. The climax. We're at the climax of the movie.
Pretty much, yeah. Everyone knows Leatherface is there and coming for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, if you look at the F-13 cutscenes, it's just him sitting at a campfire, then Jason shows up. So if that works, Leatherface popping out of a elevator door in his own house would work just fine.
I think that's enough. I mean, obviously the maps are going to be different, but if he just, you know, opens the door and
that's how it happens in the movie.
Yeah, but they all see him and run away. Like, yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, and it's showtime. Yeah, it could even be, if you're doing the swords, it's a little bit different. You could have, like, Drayton Sawyer yell out to something, or they see Grandpa Sawyer sitting there in his wheelchair or whatever.
They walk in, they see Grandpa, and then Leatherface shows up behind him.
You could do it that way. I think if it doesn't really matter so much if it's the original Leatherface, but if you're in the Hewitt house, I think it'd be cool to have that Grandpa Hewitt with his legs cut off, have him, what are you doing in my house? And because he bangs on the floor with his cane.
Yep.
And that's what gets Leatherface to come up and scare them. So you could have it start that way. You could literally just take that scene and replicate it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Insubordinate. So I think in that situation, you're looking at a 1v6, maybe. 1v5, 1v6.
Was 1v7 too much for Friday the 13th game?
No.
I don't think it was. Would it be too much for Texas Chainsaw?
It depends on what his abilities are.
And the maps.
Yeah, the maps, his abilities, how long you want the games to be. Is there going to be a time limit?
Yeah, I'd assume that Leatherface, I don't know, is he going to have a morph? I imagine he has a morph type ability. Does he have a shift? I don't think so.
No, nah, because I don't think he should be able to grab this. He can grab, but I don't think it should be the same way that Jason does.
Why did Jason have a morph and a shift? Because he seemed like that's how he moved around in the movies.
Yeah.
Almost. That's why Gunn put that in.
Yeah.
Are they going to stay true to Texas Chainsaw and have have him not able to morph and shift like that? Is he just going to be able to run around? Does that?
It had to be a very stamina-based game then. He'd have to be able to like sprint. He had to be a run. Dead by Daylight just does that, and it works fine.
I think that would be more of the move, knowing Gunn Media, if they were the ones doing a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game. If it's not Gunn Media, then yeah, Leatherface probably teleports.
I think it'd be fun if he could grab you, but it was a completely different type of grab. It's not just like grab my throat and pick him up, but instead it's like he like bear hugs you, you know? And he could toss you on like if he could grab you from behind, like pull your shirt back if he catches up to you, and then he could even, because he's way bigger and stronger than all these people, he could just like toss you under his shoulder.
Yeah.
And then you could like exclusively do environmental kills.
That's what it
or
would
something
have to
be. Similar to that. Like,
I mean, obviously we're, unless we want to go Dead by Daylight and have them hook them.
No.
I think the hook should be, maybe the hook is an option to keep them there. They can struggle to get out. Similar to Dead by Daylight, maybe. But for the most part, there are environmental kills scattered.
Yeah. And you still want him to use his chainsaw.
Right.
And that's the question. Is there going to be different weapons he can use?
Like a big hammer? Like the meat
hammer? Yeah, big hammer. He hasn't really used much, I guess, in the series. It's basically just hammers and chainsaws.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'd be kind of fun. What if you killed somebody and you could put their face on? You just take the time and cut their face off for extra XP.
Hell yeah.
That'd be something. Well, okay, so yeah, 1v5, 1v6, however you want to do it, I think that'd be fine. We'll get to talk more about abilities in a second. But aside from that, I think you could have Leatherface and the Sawyer / Hewitts versus a group of survivors.
Oh.
So you could do Leatherface and Drayton, or the big one's Chop Top. That's the one where everyone wants to see. If you're going to bring in someone, bring in Chop Top. And yeah.
You could get Bill Moseley to do lines.
Bill Moseley would happily
do
it.
He would so do it.
Yeah. So you could just, you could do 2v8, 10, I don't know, whatever, and have Chop Top involved in some way, shape, or form, and you could work as a team. No asymmetrical horror game that I can think of has done that, at least not any of the popular ones. It's always been 1v-something, not 2v-something.
Unless you're counting, like, Deceit.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit, yeah, that's fair.
Because that is 2v4? 2v3?
Yeah. You can also do it and
right.
Whatnot.
But yeah, mainstream, if you will.
Yeah, like true horror, I suppose.
Yes.
So you could go that route. Bring in Drayton, bring in Chop Top. I don't know. So there's some options for that for sure. I think it'd be weird. I personally don't like that. You know, I put a vote on the community tab a while back, and I think most people said bring in the Sawyers. I think that vote won. And I personally don't think that's as scary. I don't know why. I think Chop Top and all these other characters, like the Sawyer family and the Hewitt family and Sheriff Hoyt, you know, of course, having him and come in and having lines would be great to incorporate him. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to like this multiplayer game, Leatherface is the guy. He's the one that's scary. That's who you should be running from.
He's whose face is on the cover.
Yeah.
And you don't want to overcomplicate things.
Right.
Because obviously Friday the 13th appealed to non-horror fans, and because it was simple yet advanced when you really dive in deep. It's got to be simple. So yeah, I don't know if they would go a 2v whatever route, two killers.
You could incorporate them into the intro and outro. The thing is, where are they at that the whole game? That's my big question. If you're gonna have them, if they're gonna be in the intro or outro, where have they been the whole rest of the game that we were just playing? Can you come across them? Can they distract you? Maybe like they're AI and they can distract you, so you kind of got to avoid them or watch out for them.
But maybe, okay, so in Friday the 13th, at the start of the game, you could hide under a bed the entire game or in a closet at the start of the game. Mm. Maybe if you sit too long,
they
show up and chase you out.
They could be the equivalent of Dead by Daylight crows.
Yeah.
You run by them. Yeah, like you get too close to them, they just yell out, Bubba, she's over here. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if they're outside the map. I mean, in a way, they were entertained by Leatherface.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they could literally just be outside the map on a fence, just hooting and hollering up and down, like, hey, get them over here. And they don't want to help. They just want to watch.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is in the movie. I mean, they kind of get involved, especially if you look at, like, the Next Generation.
Right.
It gets a little weird. Same with TCM3, same with Leatherface. They get involved, but it always comes out to, go get them, Bubba.
Right, yeah. So they stand outside the map on the corners of some maps and just jump up and down and make some noise. So maybe you're like, oh, he's over here.
Yeah, it'd be fun to incorporate them into the intro and outro. Like, so if Leatherface, if there's a winning-losing scenario here, I know in F-13 we always go back to the cabin. You know, that always ends with the same outro scene of Jason walking back to the shack. But if it ended, like, if Leatherface won, if there's been more kills and there were survivors, or if it's a clean sweep or whatever it is, it could end with them at the table eating. They're eating the bodies of the victims that just killed in that game.
And if they all get out alive, we just get the Leatherface swinging the chainsaw in the middle of the road.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Ah, see, or if one gets away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you just have him swinging the chainsaw. Yeah.
And then if they all get away, you just have Bubba getting like beaten by the family. It's like, damn it, boy. You let them all get away. You could do so much fun stuff, man. Ah, that kills me.
And listen, if that were to happen, there were different like outros, we'd have to find them all. We'd
fuck
have to
go. It'd be like the first video we post.
every
intro outro in TCM.
We'd have to have, okay, one get away. Okay, one die, one get away. Like, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. Okay. And Chop Top, I've mentioned here, Chop Top is really big to incorporate him somehow, and same with Sheriff Hoyt. If you get him in the mix, it could just be his voice. I think you need to bring in the original voiceover actor. I hate that I'm zoning out his name right now. You can yell at me later, but I'll figure it out by the end of the show. Just give me some time. But the original voiceover actor does the scroll. You know?
We were just looking him up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's really fucking popular now, dude. He's in House MD at one point. I know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hate that I'm zoning out his name.
He's still alive, I believe.
Yeah, he is. He is.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. And then, aside from... you go down the list of survivors that there could be in the game as well. Sally Hardesty, Franklin. That would be something.
We know they wanted to do a wheelchair counselor in Friday the 13th, the game, if this was Gun Media making this game. They wanted to do a wheelchair counselor.
But how? How? Yeah, I was playing a modded version of F-13 recently. I was playing offline bots, and I went to find Bugsy, and he came out flying in a wheelchair. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, and he just jumps through the window, and it ruins the whole illusion, but it's fine.
I mean, you could have any of the characters. There's so many Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies.
Yeah. Yeah, Lefty and Stretch are the two big ones from TCM2. Mm-hmm. Leatherface, see, after that, characters start getting really blurry in my head. You could jump all the way to the 2017 Leatherface if you wanted to, and bring in, like, Verna if you wanted to, or, I don't know, Lizzie. All these characters are throwaway characters, dude.
But, yeah. And then with the new movie coming out, you could have some characters from that movie.
Yeah, who knows where they go with that. I think it'd be fun to have... So there's Michelle, Benny, and Ryan from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. I think it'd be cool to have them, because they're actually kind of fun characters.
Yeah.
And I think that... I don't know why. I feel like that movie slept on a lot. I kind of like that movie. There's a scene in that movie where they break down in the middle of this dirt road. Their truck is broken down, and they're trying to fix it. And all you hear is this little creaking sound moving closer and closer to him. And it's freaking Leatherface's brace on his knee.
Yep.
And it's just getting, it's, they're getting closer and closer, and then all of a sudden, like, they shine the light on him, and it's, it looks like Kane's face to me. Yeah. Then he just starts running towards him. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And Benny, or not Benny, Ryan is played by William Butler.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is.
From Part 7. So, you can just, that'd be fun.
I'm sure he'd give his voice.
Yeah, and he's, yeah, he still goes to cons and stuff.
Yeah.
So, that'd be fun.
Damn. I did not realize that.
Yeah, I was, when I watched it a couple months ago, I was like, yo, it was, like, he looks really familiar. And sure enough, that's who it was.
Wow.
Yeah, then you go down the line for characters in the first one. Like I said, Sally, Franklin, Jerry with his freaking super 70s glass. Basically looks like Bob.
Yep.
And Kirk and Pam. And it's funny, you look at the characters, because we know him as like Drayton, but it's, there's really just Hitchhiker and Old Man,
yeah,
and Cook. It's just creepy. Leatherface, though, is official, though. That, they do call him Leatherface. So, Grandfather. Not nearly as fun.
Grandpa.
Grandpa's horror. So, yeah, you have a million options for characters there. Now, my question is, how do you make it interesting? What do you do in a PvP Leatherface game? What are your objectives? As a survivor, what are your objectives?
I think your first main one that everyone would think of is repairing a car, repairing the van.
Yeah.
That brought them there.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
The battery was taken out and they drained all the gas.
Gas makes sense to me.
Find gas. Maybe you tinker with the battery instead of finding it and putting it in. Maybe you just do a bunch of skill checks.
Yeah, they could have just, like, I don't know.
Maybe in the opening cutscene, you drop the keys. So you have to go find the keys, which are laying around on the ground somewhere, obviously not in a drawer.
Yeah, you could just have, you could even have someone pick them up, like one of the family members pick them up. Like, oh, well, look what I found. And then, like,
and now, yeah, now they're...
Good luck finding these.
Now they're hidden somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could try fixing a phone, but...
I don't know about fixing a phone, but getting the cops involved in some way. Well, I mean, really, cops don't do shit in these movies because it's...
Them.
Usually the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, in that case, it wouldn't be. Maybe you find a CB radio, find a trucker... Try to get a trucker,
oh,
a semi truck to
that'd
show
be,
up.
Yeah, that'd be neat. Your Tommy Jarvis is just
a semi.
Yeah.
You just hear, wah, wah. I'm here.
Yeah, that'd be, and that could be a one person escape right there, or two, or whatever.
Right, and maybe instead of them being that semi being there the whole time, maybe it's only there for a certain amount of time. Maybe it's only there for 3 minutes.
Yeah, don't
minutes.
Do the cops thing.
Yeah, maybe it's only there for 2-3 minutes. You get there, you're good. You don't, and he drives away.
Once you get into the truck, are you safe? Probably, yeah.
Or maybe that's how the timer ends. So maybe in the last 3 minutes of the match, if it's a 15-minute match, the truck is there.
Oh, okay.
You can, I mean, you, yeah, obviously, like, same thing with the cops. You can just sit there and wait for 5 minutes for the cops to show up in Friday the 13th game. In the last 3 minutes of the game, you can be by the exit, semi-truck shows up, you get in, and that's how you get the ending cutscene of him throwing his... Mm-hmm. Chainsaw around.
Yeah. I really struggle to think of escapes. So one of the ones I had written down was fix the door at the meat plant. I was like, how the fuck is that going to work? But I'm trying to think. So that works. You know, having a CB radio and stuff and calling out to somebody works. But what if you're at the meat plant? Is a perfect map. It's a great place to go. How the hell do you get out of there? So maybe if there's like an exit door somewhere. And you have to somehow repair that door to get it to open, or you have to, you're taking like a crowbar to it or something. I'm trying to think of just what else can you do that's unique to TCM,
right.
Has something to do. And you, it ha- the thing about these objectives, it's what we talked about last week, is they can't be where you must do them in a specific order and all these things. They just have to be on the map, and you find a way to do them how you want to.
Right. As we talked about last episode, that's how, like, Friday the 13th, the game succeeded. Here's a bunch of shit you can do, or you can run around like a jackass.
Yeah.
And you can win in either of those ways. Yeah, you can't have do this, then this, then this, similar to the dreaded last year, the nightmare.
Right, yeah. Just, you don't want one point to another, go press square on something like Predator. You don't want to be, like, stuck doing the exact same thing every time and told exactly what order you're going to do things in before the game even starts.
Because then killers can camp.
Yeah, and it's just boring. You know, it's not very replayable.
Exactly. Yeah. Other than those things, yeah, like at a meat factory, what can you do?
Can you kill him?
Can you kill Leatherface?
Can you even fight back in general? I feel like everybody fights back in the TCM series, so...
Yeah. I think, yeah.
I don't think you should be going up to him and slugging him with a freaking baseball bat and he stands there stunned. That's not Leatherface. Leatherface is the kind of guy, when he gets hit, he screeches and rages, you know? Maybe if you can, like... You can stun him for a moment, but then he, similar to Dead by Daylight, he swings in rage. And if you're in the way, you get hit. But that's your time where he's kind of stuck in the animation and can't keep chasing you until it's over.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Can you kill Leatherface?
It's got to be his own weapon, if that's the case. In my eyes. Like, it has to be with the chainsaw.
But how do you... I mean, we obviously, the only thing we're going off of, really, is Friday the 13th, the game. How do you start
the
sequence?
You're
going
to get the sweater.
Get Grandpa's... get Grandpa's hammer.
I don't even know. I mean, that is the big thing to use against Leatherface, is that you are family and you're over him and you're telling him what to do. I don't know. You could hold a family member hostage. You could hold
Grandpa.
You could hold Grandpa. the objective of the game is to go find
Grandpa.
Rogue find Grandpa in his wheelchair and then roll it to Leatherface and hold him hostage. And then that's when you get Leatherface from behind with his own weapon.
Right.
Perfect.
I really don't know how you would kill Leatherface, and that's because, yeah, you'd have to convince him your family. So he stands down.
Yeah, I don't know. Two options are something like that. That's complicated, and you figure out how to go through this whole objective list. Or it's he takes so much damage and he dies. And I hate that. I fucking hate that in games.
Because then you have six people.
Just trying to beat up. Last year, the second they added that mechanic where you could kill the killer, done. Like, it's just not scary, dude. When you know, if I hit this guy enough, he's going to die.
Right, and then last year, yeah, you get everything to the point. You almost pull the lever to activate the end game.
Yeah.
You kill him, that's it. Like, then you all run and try to find the killer to kill him, so you have enough time before he respawns to start the end game and leave.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, that
makes
was horrible.
Want to die.
That was horrible.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight may have, like, that the cartoonist issues where Leatherface isn't as scary as he should be, but that game can be really suspenseful because you can't fight back, bro. When you're in chase, you're in chase.
Yeah.
And you can, if the killer's bad, you can toy with them. Loops are bad. You drop pallets on their face. You could flashlight blind them. There's a million things you could do in Dead by Daylight that adds to the competitive edge and isn't as scary. But if you're not that good and you got a really good killer, that can be really intense, man.
Yeah.
Going against some Michael Myers out there, pops tier 3 on you or some shit.
Right. And then you get to a point where, okay, maybe he can't die, but you can always stun him. At what point should you not be able to stun him anymore?
Yeah. Is there a point? Maybe the thing about F-13, it wasn't the stuns that made it so bad. It was how easily you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you had rage. People... At this point, we're starting to forget how bad that shit was, okay? Because you can't set him in rage anymore. But there was a time, bro, I have a clip somewhere of me just chasing a Tommy, and you rage through a door, and it's a free hit because you can't instantly grab out of the animation when you go through a door.
Yep.
So you go through a door when you're supposed to be unstoppable because you can beast through walls and stuff. You pop through it, free baseball hit to the face. And then the shit don't break. And when it does finally break, he finds another one right away, and it's just over and over and over again. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. So I'm fine if you can fight back, but it's just got to be way more limited, and there needs to be a bigger risk with it. That's what I'm saying. Like, if the stun is just him fucking raging and swinging, there's still a chance you get caught there. And
right.
If you mess up and get too close to him, he can still get you.
Right. If you're, say it's like F-13 and after a couple hits, you're limping.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're limping and you hit him, there's a good chance you're going to get caught in his rage swing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't know if that should, you know, down you or kill you.
I don't know. I actually kind of like the idea of it killing you rather than being having a revive system, just because when you don't, if the risk is high, the odds of you being a dickhead player are lower.
Yeah,
okay, like you don't want to fight a guy that's going to kill you if you end up hitting him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's more suspenseful. It's scarier that way, man.
Right. Yeah.
It's asymmetrical. That's why it's called that, dude. It's unbalanced gameplay.
Right. That's the thing. Like last year, you had every opportunity to get back.
Yeah.
So you would go and upgrade a weapon right away and smack the shit out of them. Okay, I'm dead. Hey, guys, come get me.
That's the thing, man. If you die and you could just be brought back in, who cares if you die?
Right. That's where F-13 does well. And when you're dead, you're dead. Obviously, you have your hero character as Tommy that you have a chance to come back as.
Yeah. I don't mind if you do it the Dead by Daylight way, where you can go down easier, but you can be brought back. But it's still like, you know, you have a limited amount of times. It still goes quick.
Yes.
That's still scary. You don't want to get hooked in Dead by Daylight.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you go down, and if you get revived, then yeah, you're at 80% max health.
Right.
And then the next time, oh, you're at 50% max health. And then at that point, maybe.
Yeah. If you have less health every time, that's a game. It's funny because you don't want to copy Dead by Daylight and take the hooks, but if of all the killers in any of these horror franchises, Leatherface makes the most sense to have the fucking hooks.
Right.
So it'd be fun to pull those into play, but Dead by Daylight ripoff.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd probably just have to be like a kill. Like an environmental kill where he puts you on the hook and then brings the chainsaw out or brings a big ass knife out.
Yeah, yeah,
or a hammer. And then, I mean, even just a cutscene, like he puts you on the hook and you're screaming and then he gets a big hammer, smacks you in the head. That's it.
Yeah.
Like cut to black. Then obviously you
can do a lot of things. And at a meat plant, there's a lot of hooks.
Right.
Okay?
Right. So maybe that would work, a downing system. But you have less and less health every time you get back up, if you're able to get back up.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that. I just wish I could think of more things to do as a survivor, because you're just so limited. There's repairing the car. Yeah, it's just like you're copy and pasting, and I hate that. It's like, okay, cops, cool. Fix a car. Drive away. Cool.
Call someone.
Yeah, call someone for help. Cool.
Run out of
time, yeah. Is there a time limit? There should be a time limit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you could add to that.
That's tough. That's why they get paid the big bucks over at every game publisher and developing studio.
That's true.
And that's why they get the shit thrown at them, because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to please everyone. It's hard to think of shit like this.
What if you were at a carnival map? Then what do you do? Are there people there? That's one of the things I love about Texas Chainsaw 3D, actually. Mm-hmm. That movie sucks. We know that. But that scene is awesome because it's a public carnival.
Yep.
And people are there, and Leatherface is still pursuing this chase. I think that's cool as hell.
Yeah.
To be out in public like that. Now, you really can't do that in a game, but I'm just saying, that'd be neat. Or if the intro is everybody scattering.
Right.
But.
How would you escape on a carnival map besides fixing your car, calling for help?
Call for help. Get the cops there.
Stay on the Ferris wheel to run out the time.
Yeah, there's like nothing else you could do.
It's tough.
It's just, how else do you escape a killer, man? You fight back. You call the cops, you drive away.
or you kill the killer. But in this case, how do you kill Leatherface? That's good and not cheap.
I don't even think it's worth it to kill him.
Killing Jason was a nice Easter egg. And once it was found, that was a strategy. I mean, we killed Jason hundreds of times.
Yeah.
In a year.
The shit got found before the game even came out, which was really disappointing.
Which is bullshit, by the way. We were told not to say anything.
Yeah, never going to forget. Who was that? Don't even say his name. I don't remember.
Yeah, all the content creators on the content creator weekend were told not to reveal it on stream or video, and that person did it on stream and then made it into a video.
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah. Yeah. That was shitty.
Yeah.
That was just... I literally don't remember who it was, but that was shitty. Kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that person plays anymore.
I'm sure they do not.
So, cool, bro. Cool, bro.
But yeah, it's really tough to figure out what objectives to do to get out.
Yeah, that's the only thing I really struggle with when I think of a TCM game, is just how do you keep it unique from F-13? I don't know. Does it matter? Does it matter if it's the same thing as F-13? It could be different. There could be different ways of doing it, but does it matter if the overall objective is the same?
Don't matter to me.
Don't matter to me either, really.
But it does matter to a significant portion of the audience.
As long as you're doing something different, who cares how it ends? You know? As long as I'm not putting a fuse into a fuse box again, I don't... Why does it matter?
Right.
What if instead you... What else do you do to fix a phone? How else do you change that? Maybe just finding the phone should be hard as shit. Like, not fixing it, but finding it.
That, you know, would be scary? Okay, so you find the phone, right? You call the cops. You go through whatever skill check to call the cops. Then as you hang up the phone, it starts fucking ringing. Like somebody heard you call the cops, and now we're calling the phone, and it's one of the family members.
I think it'd be funny if it was Sheriff Hoyt that answered the phone when you call the cops.
Sure.
Oh,
I'm head right down.
Yeah. What if that was the case? What if it was like you? It's a risk to call it because 50-50, you get Sheriff Hoyt.
Yeah. Like 50-50, you get the fake sheriff.
Or you get the real
police.
That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be dope. Which then would make you maybe call a CB radio to try to get a semi-truck, a trucker, there to help you instead. But again, now that's for a limited time. Okay, that's semi-truck's already gone.
And that could be as simple. The CB radio side of things could be as simple as just finding the power. So at a meat plant, for example, you're shut down. It's the middle of the night. You know, you got to find a power switch to power the whole building back up, and then you can contact the dude.
Right. And then, he's there for 3 minutes. Now he's gone. Oh, shit. Now I have to call the cops, and it's a 50-50 chance they come or not.
Yeah.
Because it could be.
If not, evil. Then AI Sheriff Hoyt comes in and, I don't know, blocks off another exit. I don't know.
That'd be wild. Again, it's hard.
It's really hard to think of those kind of things.
Yeah, that's, you can't please everyone either.
Yeah.
So whatever they think of, someone's going to hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, the thing is, you have to change it on every map. In a TCM scenario, I think you have to change it every map, mm-hmm. except for like the Sawyer House versus the Hewitt House. Who cares about that? But if you're Carnival map, Escape's got to be different. Meat plant map, got to be different. The weird ass mines or I don't know cave tunnel things of TCM2 gonna be different. So it just I don't know. It's that's tough to do.
And again, like everything we said, we've been talking for a while. Like we're speaking it. They're all great ideas, people. Obviously.
Where's my consulting fee?
It's a lot easier to give these ideas than it is to, implement it into a video game that is balanced and works. So in theory, all these ideas, again, are wonderful.
So wonderful. So wonderful.
But but are some impossible?
Yeah, you don't even know until you play test it.
Exactly.
It's not even just developing it, but you got to test it and see if it actually is fun.
Yeah.
I seriously can't think of another way to get out of that situation. So instead of just lingering on it, let's move on. Kills, million things to do. We all know kills would be great in a TCM game. Chainsaws are scary. My thing is, what are Leatherface's abilities? So we already said that morphing and shifting may not be the best idea. But what is Leatherface? What is something that Leatherface would do that would be effective? The ability to go silent, I think, is key, because how many times have we heard him just shut his chainsaw off and then get closer?
Yep.
Really good example of that in the remake, actually. And in TCM3, like I was talking about, how he's just creaking up there with his leg. Doesn't turn the chainsaw on until he's right in their face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the ability to go silent and shut your chainsaw off, huge. That should definitely be a thing. And it would play out like stock.
Maybe just like a speed burst. Not as fast as like a shift.
Yeah. That...
But just a speed burst where he can track star your ass.
Yeah, because I don't think he should have stamina. So I think instead it should be an ability that does replenish. So he has a normal jog speed, run speed that is his typical. That you can do that all times if you want to. But then, yeah, you can have a burst of speed that maybe your turning becomes more limited. Nah, I don't even think you should do that. I don't know.
Similar to like, who's in Dead by Daylight where you go straight?
Hillbilly?
Yes.
Hillbilly does that, where he doesn't go straight. He can kind of...
Is it the Demogorgon?
Demogorgon goes in a straight line. Yeah. Hillbilly can sprint, but his turning's really limited. The Oni is similar to that as well.
Yep. Yeah, maybe he can go straight. Yeah. Maybe an ability to sort of, like, Ghostface in Dead by Daylight, peek around corners.
Yeah. As long as he's not... Doesn't look stupid.
Hey. Hey, where are you? Oh, howdy there, neighbor.
That's not stupid.
Or maybe, I guess, is this a third-person game or a first-person? Is it Dead by Daylight style where...
One's first, one's third?
Yeah.
I say third.
Third for both? Probably. Like Friday the 13th?
Probably.
I think, yeah, that probably works the best. And if Gun Media was doing this game, they'd want you to appreciate their work on the costume and attention to detail.
I think if you're gonna do one's first and one's third, I think the survivors should be in first. And the reason I say that is so they can't peek corners.
Yeah.
And it's more immersive. But I hate how easily you can peek corners. It gives you an advantage. As if you're a survivor, can peek corners. If you want someone to have an advantage, it should be the killer. They should be able to peek corners.
Because it's asymmetrical.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah, and then Leatherface can see around the corners.
Right.
So that helps. Other than that, other abilities, maybe have a sense-like ability.
Yeah, I don't know. You should have definitely something like that he can sense like that. If he could... I don't know if it's the same as the way Friday does it, where you can actually lock that person in. I think the way Hide or Die had it was really good, actually, where it was a pulse. It was just a red ball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that might be the way to go about it.
Yeah.
So you could do that. I don't know. What is Leatherface? Because maybe he could throw his hammer. I don't know. It shouldn't be like throwing knives where you have like a whole accessory kit in there. But if you could throw it and pick it up and then throw it again, those type of things. Something like that.
Headshot. Kill. If you're throwing a damn hammer.
Or it slows you down drastically and he can grab you then.
Right. And then, okay, then he has to decide, does he let you get a little further away then till he can pick up the hammer? Or does he get you then, leave his hammer on the ground, now has to go somewhere else to kill you, leave the hammer down?
Yeah, maybe there's like should be a legitimate animation when it comes to picking up that hammer.
Right. So I guess this sort of ties into the ability to fight back. If someone's being held over the shoulder by Leatherface, can you help them?
Define help.
Somehow hit Leatherface or something.
Oh, to knock him out of the grab? Like
right.
You're talking about F-13?
Right. So again, you throw the hammer and hit someone.
The way I picture it is the same way he carries Sally in the original, where she's like he's got her on his stomach. Yeah, and she's just like fucking scattering all over the place.
So he throws the hammer and hits someone. He goes and p- picks up the person, leaves the hammer on the ground, is dragging to kill them somewhere. Someone comes around and hits Leatherface. He don't have a hammer anymore because he chose to grab rather than get the hammer and then start going back after him.
Yeah. Theoretically.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it could add a dynamic there.
Choices.
Yeah, can you hit somebody out of Leatherface's grasp? Depends how hard it is to grab somebody, man.
Probably have to hit him in the back, because if you hit him in the front...
If he has, like, if he's like Jason, where he can grab anytime, whenever he wants, no matter what the survivor's health state is, in that case, then yeah, you should be able to save him, bro, because that's... You could die like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd take 2 seconds. But if he's got to get you down to a certain health state before he grabs you or something like that, then maybe not so much.
Yeah. Is there a pocket knife-like mechanic in the game where it's a free save? Obviously, if there wasn't, it'd be very limited because there are tons of pocket knives in Friday the 13th, the game.
There's only 3 now, plus Tommy.
Yeah.
Well, there should definitely be a searching side of things. There's got to be something you can use. We didn't talk about that. We were only focused on like the escapes. But, yeah, you could... Even the way last year does, where you get to find loot and then you could build stuff with the loot, I wouldn't even mind something similar to that. Just something, God, just give you something to do. You just need something to do that you're not actually specifically told to do.
Right.
Yeah, and if that's looting, if that's trying to find weapons or... I kind of like last year, part of last year, like making a football helmet, I always thought that was kind of nice. Like, if you could build things that get you through a situation, I don't know, because if you push too far, it gets cheesy.
Right.
Like, I don't want someone running around in a fucking football helmet and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's too far for me. It ain't going to work. But, right. I mean, if you did it with, I don't know. You could have something that's, like, extra health or something. I don't know. But, yeah. If... Yeah, I don't know, a pocket knife or something to get out. I'd be okay with that.
Because obviously, like, if you're the last survived, no one can save you. There should be at least some mechanic that allows a chance, if you find it, to get free.
Right.
And maybe that's... We talked about that with the final girl in Friday the 13th, the game. How maybe the final girl gets a stat boost if they're the last one alive.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're the final girl.
Right.
If you're going to call yourself a final girl, you got to act like a final
girl.
Right.
The same way that Jason gets rage after a certain amount of hits or a certain amount of time. If you're the last one, maybe you should get a little bit of a stat boost.
Yeah.
A little more stamina. Chance to break out of Leatherface's grab is higher.
Yeah. The final girl trade should be a thing. I think that'd be fun.
Right. Maybe Leatherface can't do, like, obviously, like Jason with the choke kill, where as soon as he grabs you, you spam, and then, Oh, yep, you're dead. There's no chance of you getting out. Maybe as a final girl, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Like, he shouldn't be allowed to kill you.
Maybe only environmental
right
kills.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's going to be something fun to do there.
Yeah.
And I really think there's going to be a way to incorporate the cannibalistic... or face covering side of Leatherface into the game as well. If there was something like where you could cut off their face and wear it, like, I don't know what that would do. I don't know if it would give you more power or it could be something similar to a rage mechanic. I don't know. I just think it'd be really cool to actually, like, if that was... I want to say environmental, like he could bring you to the basement, you know, like his little dungeon he's got in the house and strap you to the table and really do it himself like an environmental, but...
I mean, yeah, that would waste time on Leatherface's part, so the reward would have to be significant.
Yeah, and it could be something similar to Rage and it lasts, I don't know, so long. Could be a speed boost. It could be anything, man. It just, I don't know what it would be or why you would do it, but
maybe it stuns the survivors. Same way, like they see a dead body in Friday the 13th, the game, they stop.
Oh, and they
maybe they see it and they go, they are stunned.
Right.
And obviously, if it takes a significant amount of time,
Oh, maybe it could be something similar to the way fear works in F-13, where you're easier to be sensed and you're louder on the map.
Yeah, maybe.
You could have, like, the second you put the face on, fear goes up in all survivors, and then you can sense them easier.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd be pretty fucking scared.
Yeah. Gotta have a decent balance, obviously.
And yeah.
We're not game developers. We don't. That's for testing.
True, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things you can do with a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game. The question is, what do you decide to do, and how will it play test? Yep. Hey, listen, if anyone's making a TCM game or any game, you know, you're making a horror game, I'll come play test for you.
Yeah.
I'll even consult for you. Let me know if you think, you're thinking like, hey, you know what? I'm not sure if this is cool or not. I'll let you know if it's cool.
Hey, I mean, obviously, we have a lot of great ideas in this show. Just send us a little check.
Yeah, I like doing these conversations, and I think the last time we talked about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I think we missed a whole section of conversation that basically we didn't really address the rest of the Sawyers and the rest of the franchise. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we got to actually talk about. We didn't talk about fucking Chop Top last time. What's wrong with us?
Goddamn.
So now, you know, being able to talk about Chop Top and to get all those other characters in there and the other maps you can do and just having a little more understanding. The Next Generation could also play. I mean, we can get Matthew McConaughey up in this thing. Which, by the way, Matthew McConaughey still is cool about talking about TCM.
Good.
and how much fun it was on set and the crazy things they did. And
thank God.
He's a true horror fan. So I think if you talk to him nicely, he might be willing to do something for the game.
Just give him a little check with a couple zeros on it.
Yeah, a couple. One, six. Six zeros on it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he probably would be able to do it.
Yeah.
I think, man, could you imagine a Matthew McConaughey DLC? The game would blow the fuck up.
Yep.
Use him like you use Arnold. I think, I don't know, who do you think would be cooler, Matthew McConaughey or Arnold?
Probably Arnold.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, they got interviews with Arnold and everything, but those blew up on non-horror sites.
Yeah.
So, like, you get Matthew McConaughey being interviewed with the developer or the publisher of the game, talking about the game.
the fucking Matthew McConaughey tapes.
Oh, God.
That would be so stupid. What item do you find in a TCM game that's similar to Pamela tapes?
Oh.
That'd be our last point of this episode.
Probably photos.
Yeah. You just find faces.
Oh, God.
What? That'd be kind of neat.
Every final girl from every movie.
That'd be kind of neat. If you just found character faces and you went down the line of, you put every character from like the whole TCM franchise.
Do you react to it or are you just like, oh, sweet, put it in your pocket?
Like put it on.
The characters in the game like, oh, sweet, a battery. Oh, sweet, a face.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd find it or how the reaction would be, but they could have a line like, oh my God, this is just bagging for evidence. They pull out a plastic bag and bag it.
All right. The sheriff will love this.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be interesting. You could actually just find body parts in general, dude. You could start finding like fingers. And,
oh, that'd be lit.
Yeah, feet. Be nasty.
Nasty.
So there's definitely options for that. I think that's where we're going to wrap this thing up. Please do share in our subreddit your thoughts. What are things do you think need to be in a TCM game, especially on the multiplayer side of things? Remember, it's Jessica Biel, not Jessica Alba. And remember as well that this episode is sponsored by Amazon Music. Head over to getamazonmusic.com/cast for 90 free days of Amazon Music Unlimited. You're going to want it. You're going to enjoy it. All right. That's all I really got. You got anything else?
Fall of Camp Blood.
Fall of Camp Blood, new campaign is live right now. If you missed out on a Blu-ray, maybe you want a backer credit, producer credit, maybe a poster, maybe a signed 8x10, something like that. You can still do that at igg.me/AT/FOCB. Type that in. Did you get it? Just go link in the bios. Link wherever you're listening. Make sure you check out slashcast.net and slashcast.network, rest of the podcast network. They're killing it out there. They're doing big things. YouTube channel's back up and active. And if you're an Android user, Slash and Cast Podcast Network app available now, and you can enjoy it. You can find every single show there, social feeds, merch, etc., all in one app. It's really, really nice, okay? We just put a lot of time into it, so if you could check it out, it'd be great. Yeah. If you're an iPhone, Apple user, we're working on it. We had to go through some extra steps to get onto the App Store, but it should be up there in 2-3 weeks. It's hard to say, but... We're working on it. It will be there soon. Trust me. I'm an iPhone user over here, and I'm a little upset that I can't use it. So
I'm an Android user, and it's nice. It's a very nice app.
So coming soon. All right. Well, that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Well, well, well. Would you look at that? You survived all of the crazy and deadly shenanigans that the Slash and Cast Podcast Network threw at you today. Since you made it this far, consider leaving a 5-star review. And make sure you share this show with your creepy friends. Until next time, horror fans, stay safe, and more importantly, stay scared.
I want to hear you scream.